The Executive Chair on News Talk.
And I have an executive chair with a difference this week because we've two candidates on the same chair, two veterans of Irish business. One is Leo Crawford. He's the former chairman and CEO of BWG Foods. Also in the chair is Tom O'Connor, a co-founder and former director of Version One. But they're here together under the new umbrella of Petal. Leo is the chairman and Tom, you're a non-executive director. So we'll talk about Petal in a minute.
Yep.
But firstly, I want to talk maybe how the two of you guys got together. Both of you have run very big businesses. Both of you have exited successful businesses. And both of you have found your way back, I suppose, from quasi-retirement. Would that be fair to say, Leo?
Absolutely. And I only met Tom about 6 months ago. He says it probably feels longer than that now. And we met through a mutual acquaintance where an investment opportunity came along. We both met Quintus Capital separately and then discussed amongst ourselves in terms of the prospect for this Petal Group opportunity.
Okay.
And that's how we became involved.
Okay. And Tom, you talk about a meeting in the Castleknock Hotel where there was a mariachi band playing and all sorts of things going on. And you found yourself being pitched something that you just kind of had a mild curiosity about.
Exactly. Well, to clarify as well, there might be two of us here, but there are two chairs. I'm not actually perched on Leo's knee. And despite the fact that you call me a veteran, I'd like to reassure you I have a good 20 years on this man beside me. Yeah, it was a slightly bizarre experience. There was the Irish soccer team. There was the Irish manager. There was a Brazilian marching band. And there I am in the middle listening to this pitch about what a wonderful investment the Petal Group, as it's called, or Flowers.ie essentially is one of the brands it owns, would be. And it sounded interesting to me, but I didn't have any B2C retail experience, unlike your good self. And a mutual acquaintance introduced me to Leo, who has. And I thought, you know, with his experience on the retail side and a little bit that I could bring myself, that it might turn out to be something interesting to spend a bit of time on.
Maybe tell us about the Quintus Capital model, Leo. As I understand it, they're interested in mature, big businesses. They take in maybe a pillar bank as one of the equity players.
Yeah, this one is slightly different, Bobby. This is what we term a mid-sized business. But I think the attraction of this opportunity that Quintus offered both myself and Tom, unlike a typical private equity model where you might invest in a fund, we 10 investors came together to invest in this specific business. So from our perspective, we both have skin in the game.
Yeah.
Having that is certainly the attraction to me. And I think that's where Tom found it interesting as well.
Tom, am I right in saying that these individual businesses are completely siloed? In other words, every investment
correct.
Is separate.
Yeah, correct.
So there's no funds linking
exactly.
different businesses together.
Yeah, and that's one of the attractions, I think, certainly for me, is that, you know, there might be some investments in the private equity fund that you didn't like or didn't have any interest in or maybe couldn't contribute to. Whereas in this case, you know, you can look and see, is this a business I think has opportunities for me that I can contribute to, that I could see a return from? And that's certainly the case for me in this place.
And how important is it for you, Tom, I suppose, to be at the table? You know, there's investors and then there's investors who participate.
Yeah, it's a good question, Bobby. I think, you know, when people get to maybe step off the executive treadmill, many people go slightly different routes. You know, I have some friends who do a lot of venture investing and 20, 30 type investments. But I suppose what I thought would work best for myself is just a very small number of investments where I could play a more active role in hopefully trying to help, not hinder the business based on the experience I've built up over the years.
Yeah. So Leo, you might remind us, I know you well over the years, but you might remind us about your career path if you would.
Yeah, well, very quickly, I started in Irish Distillers, moved on to BWG, was part of a PLC. We did a private equity deal, did well in that, then took it private, and then myself and two other shareholders, John Clousey and John O'Donnell, sold it to Spar South Africa, and we completed an earn-out on that. And I finished my role as group CEO in December 24.
Okay. And Tom, again, version one, known to many, but not known to everybody.
Yeah, well, I actually joined the founders in version one back in 2001 when we were 30 people over a restaurant in Temple Bar. And in the following 20 plus years was part of an astonishing growth journey. We became probably Ireland's largest technology company, over 3,500 people in Ireland, the UK and India and further afield, delivering IT services consultancy to large government enterprise customers, Ireland, UK and further afield. So I was played multiple roles in that, many acquisitions, and was CEO for about 7 years up until November 12 months ago, at which point I stood back to
take a You took the big check.
And that's for you to say. I couldn't possibly comment and maybe to go on to do something different.
Good man. Leo, many people say that, you know, making it is hard enough, but holding on to it is even harder. In terms of being an active investor after being like an active CEO, it's a very different job, is it not?
It is. I suppose if you go back to making it and keeping it, I once termed myself Reggie Perrin in the sense that I made it, lost it and made it again. But in terms of this opportunity, I'm an investor. I am a non-exec chair, and it's important to recognise that. But a bit like what Tom said, when you've skin in the game, to be around a board table where you think you can bring some value, I think that's the real attraction for us. For example, if this was an engineering business, I don't think Leo Crawford would be sitting around the table on it because I just don't have that knowledge, whereas I think I have obviously some consumer and brand experience.
Yeah, yeah. It's also interesting to chat about, you know, life after the corporate world. Like for somebody who's, both of you were that guy who had a very, very busy job, 24/7, you know, you were never really away from the business. You know, to move from that to nothing is just too big a bridge for lots of people, me included. And I'm curious as to, it requires different energy now, Tom, but it still requires focus.
Yeah, it does. And I think it's different strokes for different folks. I think for myself, I'm probably about 15 months now out of the executive treadmill, as I call it. And I think the first period was a degree of brain normalization that suddenly you're trying to, your brain is becoming rewired and suddenly you're not continuously on edge thinking about the next thing, thinking about what's in your diary for the next day, thinking about the next week, unable to plan ahead. And, you know, suddenly you become a more normal person. People might question that now, but maybe a slightly more normal person than you once were. And then it's a question of, well, you know, what do I want to do with the rest of my time? You know, many people throw themselves back into business full time. That's not the route I chose to go. There's plenty of other things that I'm enjoying that don't involve the things that I used to hate about business, which included, you know, early flights, breakfast meetings, lunch meetings, any form of fun work activities. So there's a long list of things that I'm very glad I've stepped away from that I don't intend to go back to.
Yeah, no, and Leo, it is, and again, you don't say it with any sense of arrogance, but it is nice to be able to choose what you want to work on with who. That is a nice place to get to.
It is nice. And look, we all have an ego, so it's nice to be asked as well. But it's very important when you come off that treadmill to find the right balance for yourself.
Yeah.
As Tom says, we're all different. In my situation, you know, after 6 or 7 months, I'd say I was getting a degree of itchy feet. And even my wife was encouraging me to maybe do something. I don't know why. And this opportunity just ticked all the right boxes for me. So that the timing was excellent from my perspective. But it's very important to have the correct balance in your life.
So if we look at Petal now, it's a business that's been around a few years. It's based in Ireland and in Dubai.
Yeah.
What next for it?
Well, I think it's a mixture of organic growth and growing by acquisition as well. And again, I think that's the attraction to both of us. Both of us have experience in acquisitions and consumer focus and a technology perspective. I mean, the organic growth in the business is quite strong. We're in double-digit growth at the moment for the first 2 months of the year. Obviously, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, they're big
days,
So... we see a lot of opportunity in the business, both from an organic perspective and from an acquisition perspective.
Yeah, it's also like a fantastic company in its own right, you know, in terms of the customer service that Flowers.ie delivers, the reviews on Trustpilot. Mm-hmm. And I think we see massive opportunity for that brand and its associate brands to grow both in Ireland and in Dubai.
Yeah. And what about then other businesses that might come along under the umbrella of Quintas? Is that up for consideration?
Not for Petal, in terms of what we're involved in. Obviously, we want to expand in online, particularly flowers business.
Yeah.
But looking at other businesses, I mean, I think that's an individual decision. But
yeah.
I think certainly my focus is certainly just on Petal at the moment.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, guys, before we go, I have two more questions for you. We always like to ask an interesting fact about the candidate. Tom, a season holder at Villa Park. That's very interesting.
Season ticket holder at Villa Park. Yeah, Aston Villa, it's a passion of mine, I guess. It's character forming. It certainly has been for me and my family over the last 20 years or so. And it's great to have the opportunity and the time, actually, to go over now and attend most home games or most of my family. Some of my family do with me, and it's been a great family experience for us. I even had the unfortunate experience of having Leo Crawford at a game recently as well.
Who's a Manchester United supporter.
But we survived that.
The bad days make the good days great.
Correct, yeah.
And Leo, what about yourself? I know you're going to be operating a bit in Dubai. Would you actually like living in Ireland?
I do. Love living in Ireland. As I say, we're all different. I think it's a great place to live. Okay, we don't have the right climate. I like Irish people. I like the culture of Ireland. We tend to talk down Ireland a lot, even from a business perspective.
Yeah.
I love living in Ireland.
Well, look, I know you both from different worlds in the past, and I'm delighted to see you coming together as Petal. I think it's going to be a great opportunity, so we'll watch this space. So, Leo Crawford and Tom O'Connor, thanks very much for joining us.
Cheers, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr. Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.